You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
This is Tierney from Southern Avenue, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
This is your lunchtime news brief from the Daily Memphian. I'm Kix Patterson in for Natalie Van Gundy. The city of Memphis has released the results of air quality testing on Tuesday. Samuel Hardiman of the Daily Memphian says the results showed no elevated levels of hazardous air pollutants or chemicals in Boxtown or Whitehaven. However, the testing did reveal the presence of formaldehyde at Memphis City Hall.
The city conducted the testing following widespread community concern about XAI's use of natural gas turbines at its supercomputer in southwest Memphis. The NAACP and the Southern Environmental Law Center are gearing up to sue the company about what they consider violations of the Federal Clean Air Act. The SCLC called the city's results, quote, misleading in a statement Tuesday. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Samuel Hardiman.
The Memphis City Council passed a resolution on Tuesday supporting and requesting from the state a set of 94 cameras that read license plates on exits and entrance ramps of the city's interstate system. Bill Dries of the Daily Memphian says the cameras will use existing TDOT infrastructure, and officials plan to have the cameras across the state in the future. The Memphis Police Department will have the cameras installed in the area and linked to the real-time crime center system. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis has said such cameras and technology are part of the city's anti-crime strategy for a better use of police resources. For Bill Dries, I'm Kix Patterson. You can find more on these stories and others at DailyMemphian.com.
Rise and shine, Memphis. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, and this is Healing Frequencies with me, the Carrie Lee. Here you will find guided meditation, sound baths, wellness, and mindful chats to feed the mind, body, and the soul. I'm just here to give you a cute little frequency adjustment to help you start your rising routine. I hope you guys are feeling good this rising. I'm sure for all of us on many different levels, it's been a busy weekend. It's been a busy week. I'm sure lots of ups and downs, hopefully more joys than it is any pains or anything that doesn't make you feel good. And so right now we're listening to Andre 3000. I don't know if any of you guys got the opportunity to check out his flute album. I guess that's what, I don't know what he's calling it. I mean, he's calling it a body of work. That's what it is. This particular song is, and stay with me because the title is long, it's I Swear. I really wanted to make a quote unquote rap album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me. I'm still, okay, this time, this is the way the wind still blew me this time. That's the entire title of the track, y'all. So enjoy it. You know, allow the different sounds to kind of tickle your psyche. You know, allow your mind to lead you to a new place of discovery. Maybe you've been overwhelmed, you've been thinking a lot, and maybe this is a moment that you can take for yourself, whether you're on the way to work, whether you're already there, you're still in your bed, you know, you're taking a moment to yourself before the kids wake up. I want you to take this moment just to breathe in, enjoy these sounds, enjoy the spaciousness of it all. And as you breathe deeply, I want you to think about what you're grateful for. Think about the great things that have taken place this past week, the things you have to look forward to. And I want us to sit in gratitude and excitement. So I'll leave you to that for a moment. Enjoy that quick moment to yourself, and you were able to really think about something that you're grateful for or something that you're looking forward to. I would like for us to, I guess, all together practice a bit of mindfulness. I want us to, I'm going to lead you guys through a type of guided meditation. So that we can practice some mindfulness and truly acknowledge how we are feeling right now. So I want you to take a few deep breaths with me. In through your nose and out through your mouth. If you can, and it's safe for you to do so, close your eyes If you're not already in a comfortable position, please get into a comfortable position. And I want you to continue to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, paying attention to how the breath feels entering and exiting your body. When is the last time you've actually taken a full deep breath? Recognize what it feels like to fill your lungs entirely with breath. And with every exhale, I want you to feel yourself settling deeper or sinking deeper into your body, into your bed, into your chair, into the floor, whatever it may be. And I want us to go through a body scan. We're going to just bring our awareness to a different part of our body. And as we allow the breath to travel through that part of our body, if we're feeling any sort of pain or discomfort, I want us to show love to that part of our body and release it. So I want us to start with our feet. And as you breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth, I want you to observe how you're feeling right now. If you need to make any adjustments, do so. You can wiggle your toes, roll your ankles. Notice any pain or discomfort you may be feeling. Are your feet cold? Are they hot? Show love to that part of your body for carrying you so far, for being a major part of your everyday experience. Now you can work your way up to your ankles, to your shins. Acknowledge any feelings there. And as you work your way up to your knees, recognize any feelings, any tension there. Move your legs if you can and if you would like to. You can place your hands over your knees. If you're feeling aches or pains there, show love to that part of your body. Send breath to it. And you can work your way up to your thighs and to your hips. We hold a lot of tension in our hips and also in our lower back and most parts of our bodies. But as we breathe into our hips and into our thighs, I want you to settle deeper into relaxation and knowing that you are safe and you can ground yourself within your own energy. Continue to breathe deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Work your way up to your abdomen, noticing how you feel, if you're feeling any butterflies, any discomfort, nervousness, anxiousness. And I want you to show love to that part of your body. With every inhale, take notice of how the breath feels, how it may move your body. With every inhale, pull in the things that make you feel good. And with every exhale, push away those feelings of anxiety or worry or stress. In this moment, we can truly focus on solely this moment and how we're feeling right now. notice any thoughts or feelings that come up as you breathe through this part of your body. Are you feeling any negative sensations or any positive sensations? You don't have to judge it if you don't want to. You can just experience it. Allow it to be whatever it is. Become the observer of your body and of this experience. When we acknowledge these little sensations, do we notice that they go away? Or are they still there? Usually our bodies are always, actually, our bodies are always communicating with us. Every sensation, every pain, every twitch is some sort of message or signal that between our mind, body, spirit connection, there is communication happening there. So sometimes these pains in our bodies or these the discomforts, the ailments are more than just physical. I'm personally a believer that everything happens in the spiritual before it happens in the physical. So, especially in the mental. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as you observe what thoughts come to you. Continue to breathe deeply and work your way up to your chest area. As you pull in breath into your lungs, show gratitude for the ability to do so, the ability to have life and to still be able to experience. Our experience and our connection with joy and pain can be very complex, but also very enlightening if we allow it to be. As you continue to breathe deeply, you can place your hands over your heart space. You can show love to yourself. Offer up forgiveness to yourself for anything that you've done that you're not the happiest about, or extend forgiveness, extend grace, offer grace to yourself. And work your way up to your neck, to your throat. Allow yourself permission to think and feel. Speak your truth. Share your truth. Share love. Speak joy. Speak life. Show gratitude for the ability to share, to speak, and be willing and excited to exercise that right. You can work your way up to your head. Are you feeling any tension there? Any headaches? Any pressure? Show love to that part of your body. And you can release it. And find calm and peace in this moment. And as we conclude this moment of mindfulness, I hope that you're able to not shy away from taking these moments for yourself. It's okay to take, what, at least 3 minutes to breathe, to reorient, to center yourself. Because, I mean, if you don't do it for yourself, we can't truly expect other people to give us the time and the grace. We have to be willing and capable, or feel capable enough to do it for ourselves. So thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed that moment. Right now, you're listening to Sir and Anderson in Pack. This is Poetry in Motion. And as we continue to enjoy this moment, I want us to think about, let's see, something that we can do this week that give us the opportunity to extend grace to people? How can we show that we understand, or not even that we also always understand what other people are going through, but that we're willing to be empathetic, to show grace, because we all handle things differently. And let's say we go to work and someone, you know, treats you a certain kind of way that doesn't make you feel good, and we're looking at the way that we feel, the way that they made us feel, but we also don't know the things that led up to that moment, right? And that's not making excuses for poor behavior or anything of that nature, but sometimes we should consider that everyone isn't okay. And certain people don't know how to handle stress, emotions, trauma, you know, all of those things. So I want you guys to consider that. And as you show love and grace to yourself, you're able to show it to others. And this song is Whelmed by Imhoc. Let me give you a moment to enjoy that.
Feeling all night, oh my. Silly to not mention that that was my song that just played. That was Embodied by Carrie Lee. Hope y'all enjoyed that. And now we are listening to Optimistic by Kenyon Dixon.
You hear the voice of reason telling you this can't ever be done. No matter reality seems just hold on to your dreams, yeah. Don't give up and don't give in, though it seems you'll never win. You will always pass the test as long as you keep your head to the sky. You can win as long as you keep your head to the sky. You can win as long as you keep your head to the sky. Be optimistic,
optimistic.
If things around you crumble, no, you don't have to stumble and fall. Keep pushing on and don't you look back.
Don't you look back.
Only to see how far you come, nothing else. I know the song. Cloud up your outlook on life. Just think ahead and you'll be inspired to reach higher and higher. You'll always do your best if you learn to never say never.
Maybe down, but you're not out.
Yeah, that's what optimistic is all.
Don't give up, don't give in.
Though it seems you'll never win, you will always pass the test as long as you. You just gotta keep your head up. You can win.
Again, that was Optimistic by Kenyon Dixon. I really like that song. It's a cover of a song by Sounds of Blackness. It's an amazing song. I'm sure he's added his own lyrics to it, added his own twist, but it's a lovely, lovely song that just recently came out by him. okay? All right, so, you know, I don't know, it may be a minute, depending on if you've been tuning in or catching the vibes here on Healing Frequencies, but I have my self-care deck and my rest deck here, and I'm excited to pull some cards to see, well, I've already pre-shuffled and, like, grabbed some to see what little notes and encouragement and guidance we can get on this lovely Thursday. All right, so from the self-care deck, I got dream journal. All right, and the second card is create art. All right, so with the dream journal, I don't know about y'all, but she's a dreamer, okay? I literally have very vivid, crazy dreams that I wake up and I oftentimes remember. I might not remember the whole thing, but I remember enough to be able to draw some conclusions from, okay? And so for me, every dream has some sort of meaning or symbolism behind it. You know, if it's me, like one of my dreams, I had two babies in the car seat. One was a baby, like a human baby. The other one was like a baby lion or a baby tiger. And I had them both strapped in, but people were afraid, like, will the baby tiger attack the human baby once it wakes up? And I was like, nah, we good. It'll be fine. You know, I'll leave y'all to decipher what that means, but I know what it means for me. But I give that example to share that, you know, sometimes our dreams are weird and crazy, but based off of what's going on in your life and how your subconscious chooses to communicate with you, you can find the answer, you know. And also Google is a great help, because a lot of these concepts and things that pop up in our dreams are not new. Like, they people have dreamt them before, and they usually have similar meanings that we can, you know, draw some conclusion from. So write down your dreams. I know that sometimes if we wake up and immediately grab our phone or distract ourselves, we don't hold the dream on us, and it kind of fades away. And I've learned, when I've woken up and immediately grabbed my phone and I like forgot to like meditate on the dream, like if I sit and just quiet my mind, it'll slowly come back. All right, so I want you guys to remember that, you know, write down your dreams and create art, okay? If you can't draw, get your scribble on, okay? Like, do whatever you feel can properly express what you're feeling, you know, even if it is scribbles. If you just grab some paint and just splash it on something, or do AI art, you know, and type in your prompts and come up with something. Just find a way to create. All right, I'm gonna give you guys a moment. Oh, I don't have to give you guys a moment. Okay, never mind. Let me go ahead and give you guys the second set of messages from the rest deck. All right. So this one says, I am not a machine. I am a divine human being. All right. And on the back of the card, it says, begin to grieve the ways in which grind culture has tricked you into thinking you are a machine. All right, because you ain't. Grieving is a gift. Grieving, come on, that accent. Grieving is a gift and a sacred act. Grind culture has pushed you to a pace of living that is unsustainable. The sooner you push back against this, the sooner your rest journey begins. Rest for the journey. All right, you know, take what resonates and leave what does not, because some people go to work and they be feeling rested, they be fine. But there's a lot of people who are not having that experience, and they feel like they have to push through because that's just what society tells you. You gotta grind or you do not eat, you know, and to a certain degree, yeah, that's a thing, you know, but there's a way to find balance. You don't have to feel exhausted and worn down, you know, and let people bully you into feeling like you need to be tired in order to get some sort of benefit, okay? Because it ain't true, at least not for me in my house. All right, so the second card says, I am enough. The systems I live under are trash. I can resist. I love this deck because their choice of words is very interesting. Okay, Again, this deck is by the Knapp Ministry. So if you look them up on Instagram, the energy is very much so the same. Okay, so the back of it says, how can you create individual and collective rituals of healing for yourself and your community? Can the idea of unplugging for an entire day be reimagined to small moments each day? What would integrating rest practices into your day look like? What can you imagine? I know for me, like collective rituals, I know sometimes people get afraid of the word ritual, but just some sort of routine or practice, something that you do on a regular, okay? And I know there are people who offer yoga or meditations. I do sound baths, and I try to throw different events that kind of provide like a pause from like whatever you got going on in life, and just want you guys just to enjoy this moment. So seek out wellness experiences like that. There are plenty out here. Even going to the farmer's market, I feel like counts as a great moment of rest and reset, you know, and a great opportunity to connect with people. So for you as an individual, how can you incorporate little rest practices in your day? I mean, a nap, that's a classic, duh. That's a classic way to get that done. But, you know, even like a light stretch, okay, when you first wake up, or during your lunch break, take like 2 minutes to stretch and breathe, okay? Don't underestimate the power of the breath. Okay, because come on, in the background, I'm literally saying breathe deep. You hear my breath. All right, listen to the sounds and the words, and yeah, and do the things. Okay, so figure out ways. And it doesn't have to be anything that I'm saying, you know, come up with something that works for you. You know, it might be a little dance break. All right, shake it off. Okay, in the middle of the day or before rest, or maybe gym can be that for you. Okay, or at least going outside and hollering for a 60 second straight. Okay, whatever it is, do that and do it boldly. Okay, and don't be afraid or ashamed of what comes to you. All right, so I am going to go into another song. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I hope that you put that in your back pocket and you take that with you and you share it with someone you love. All right, and now we are about to go into another song called Floating by Jake and Papa. I really, really like this song, so I hope that y'all enjoy it. Okay, get into it.
Can you feel my love? should be on a trip to the islands. Sun shining bright while I take the sunscreen and apply it. But you on D&D got me silent. Close with your eyes as if I'm approaching with bright. We should be in a villa by the water. Views we never saw. I thought of until right now. But you're so blind. Should be on a trip to the islands. Sun shining bright while I take the sunscreen and apply it. But you on D&D got me silent. Close with your eyelids as if I'm approaching with violence. We should be in a villa by the water. Views we never saw. I thought of until right now. But you're so we'll be right back.
taste your skin, baby. These eyes, I can't wait to see you again. Jealous, my love, slam my love adore. Yeah, baby. And you gotta know. First, we'll always protect you later. And baby, this might will never neglect you. And if they try to break us down, don't let that affect us. No, no, baby, you just gotta let my love.
Don't wanna play with the thought of losing. I'm no bark, I'm all bite. Appetite, model type. Spin the check, what's a fly? I always come home at the end of the night. She wants me to
language, speech is necessary magic sometimes. Please articulate my anguish. Please explain to me why these raindrops accompany better times. Yeah. If you could make all the, if you could make the, what if, what if? What ifs? Just fly away for a minute. If you could make all the, if you could make the, what if, what if, what ifs? Just fly away for a minute. Angels weeping at my bad habits. Swan matches and smoke dancing on.